This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Good afternoon, this is Phil Norris on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. I'm standing in for Nick Atfield this afternoon, who's in Bonnie, Scotland. And we have Jane from the East Cowes Community Spirited Cafe. Hello, Jane.
Hello, Phil. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Welcome back to Vectis Radio. So we're going to interview you and talk about what you do, where you do it, and how people can get involved and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So are you comfortable?
I am. Let us begin.
Yes. You are my first studio interview.
Aren't you lucky?
So, Jane, tell us all about... I know, obviously, because I volunteer with you,
mm-hmm.
but people on the island wouldn't know. So tell us about Community Spirited Cafe first.
I will. So we were the first organisation to open the food pantry in East Cowes. There's four of us all together, but we've got, I think, the last count was 336 members for the pantry. So we're supporting, you know, a hell of a lot more than that, because one member could represent, you know, five children and another adult. So, yeah, it's going well, but funding is essential for us to keep going.
Yep.
We did have access to Bid Food, and that was free for us to access, but that's all finished now. So the pantry members are going to find, you know, the luxury items that we were able to supply are no longer there.
Okay.
So it will be back to how it used to be, but that's fine, because if people, you know, are in need, then they can make good meals out of the food that we supply anyway. It was just an added luxury for them.
Yeah.
But we're ever hopeful that some of the funding will come along and we'll be able to access more, to just to put variety on the shelves, really. We do our own little bits of fundraising, as you know, and people bring in items such as our clothes and raffle prizes. So we're very active in trying to raise little pots of money.
Yeah.
For instance, the Wingo Bingo.
Wingo Bingo. How much did you raise in Wingo Bingo?
£156.64.
That's excellent.
And that's really good.
And that's up £40 from the month before.
Yes.
So yeah, we're getting more people to Wingo Bingo.
Yeah. And it's lovely, isn't it? It's a really lovely evening.
And what was it you told me I had to shout out if I got house? What was it? Dingly wingy wingle bingo, something like that.
Yeah, dingly wingly bingo, wasn't it?
That's it, yeah.
You managed to get some of it out, but it didn't quite come out right, did it? But it was funny all the same.
The dirty gertie from number 30 kept coming out, didn't it?
Yeah,
that was a fun night, really, wasn't it? It's good fun.
Absolutely. I mean, we're all about the community, so whatever we do, we bring the community in.
Yeah.
And it's lovely how they embrace us, they appreciate us, and they want to help us. So they're the people that bring in the clothes and the books for us to sell. We're very lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, it really has got a great community. And it's a pleasure to be a part of that in East Cowes. And we've been there for 16 years.
Have you been 16 years?
Yeah, in August. So
that's not the food pantry for 16 years?
No, the food pantry is over a year old now.
Okay.
So it was a year in April.
And you were the first one on the island, weren't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
You are connected to the others, though, aren't you?
We're all doing the same thing, serving our people.
Yeah.
I want to be more connected with the other ones.
Okay.
So hopefully that will come, you know, be a proper network of pantries.
Yeah.
So that's my hope.
So we can cover the whole island, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there might be, hopefully there'll be others coming up soon, which will, you know, be able to serve the Bay Area and West White, because they haven't got anything in those areas.
Have they not? Okay.
No.
So the closest is Ventnor, isn't it? Ventnor to West White.
So we've got Ventnor, Ryde, us, and Newport Congregational Church.
Okay.
So
you said about the Bid Food that obviously run its course.
Mm.
So Is there another organisation like that that can help, that can donate?
I think the council are trying to look into that.
Okay.
I think they had got someone lined up, but sadly it didn't come to fruition. So they're still looking, I believe. So that's good. There's lots of places on the island that must, you know, have waste food that could, you know,
yeah,
donate
when I lived in Israel, there was a thing called Table to Table, I think it was. And it was a group of guys would go around to the restaurants and pick up all the food that wasn't cooked, and then they'd take it to the poor.
Mm.
So that sort of thing. But because of the bid food thing, we want to keep feeding people. We want to keep helping people.
Yeah.
So what we really need is people to start donating more, don't we? When you do your shopping, like at Waitrose or Sainsbury's or something, grab a couple of extra things, take it to your food pantry.
Yes, that would be good.
And help out. And if we can get all the communities to do that, that would be great, wouldn't
it? It would be excellent, because it doesn't matter if it's money or food, because it all amounts to the same.
Yeah,
any donations we will buy food with. So it doesn't matter. But yeah, if everyone could bring a tin or two up, you know, that is not struggling, then that would be awesome.
Yeah, that we could see if we can do that. It doesn't cost a lot, you know, 50p for a tin of something, doesn't it?
Or if there's a buy one, get one free, and they just want one free. We're quite happy to have the other one.
We'll have the free one.
Yeah.
So we're fundraising. So you said about Wingo Bingo.
Yeah.
And you've got something else coming up in the
we have
in
so
the pipeline, haven't you?
Saturday the 22nd
of
July.
Yeah, okay.
11 till 2 is our first Teddy Bears picnic.
Okay.
We've got a beautiful banner, which you wouldn't have seen yet, Phil, because I only picked it up the other day.
Okay.
Outside. You know, just displaying what we're going to do. So there's going to be games for the children and adults with their teddy bears.
Yep.
And they're going to bring their own picnic and picnic blanket or chairs, and then just enjoy the atmosphere of being together.
Adults have teddy bears?
Community. Yes. You haven't been to Knit and Natter, haven't
you?
No,
I haven't been to Knit and Natter.
Oh, we've got Bonzo, we've got Riley, and we've got other teddy bears. It's amazing. So actually, it's been put on because of our older members of the Knit and Natter. But we know that there's families that are really looking forward to coming.
So we've this is for people just in East Cowes, is it? Or?
Well, all our work is focused in East Cowes, but then you know, we'd never neglect anyone or reject anyone that comes from outside of that. They're quite welcome to come.
Just bring your money.
Yeah. So we'll have cakes and drinks inside the pavilion.
Right.
And that's how we're going to fundraise. And there'll be a tombola as well.
Okay.
So, you know, hopefully we'll raise maybe a couple of £100. Would be really lovely.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
But mostly it's a free few hours for people to enjoy each other's company. That's the main thing.
Okay, so what was the date again, and the time and the place for that?
So it's Saturday the 22nd of July, 11 till 2, at the rear of Parkside Pavilion.
Rear.
On the ground.
So that's the one going up the hill, isn't it?
Yes.
Because you're in the middle of the wreck in East Cowes.
We are, yeah.
You go down that road that's got the sharp end bend, Adelaide, is it?
Yeah.
I think I'm an ex-bus driver, I should know what the roads are. So you're in the middle of the wreck by the skate park.
Yes.
So then the teddy bears picnic is going to be...
At the back of.
Yeah. And then everything is going to be inside as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 22nd of July, Saturday 22nd of July.
Uh-huh.
And everyone can just turn up, bring their own food, bring their own... suppose you want alcohol and stuff, do you?
No, not really, not with children about.
Right, so if you're coming, be careful, because there's children about.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep your drinking at home.
We've got some special guests coming too.
Have you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So we've got Captain Ted, who's the 6-foot teddy bear from Red Funnel.
Okay.
He's gonna open the picnic.
All right.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So the children can have their photographs taken with him.
That's not Ian Mack dressed up as a teddy
bear.
Well,
I don't know. It might be. I'll have to prod it. prod him and see.
I should have asked him when he was here just now, shouldn't I?
And we've got the donkey sanctuary, bring in one donkey, I believe.
Lovely.
So the children can, you know, meet the lovely donkey.
Yeah.
And we've got a young singer who I've seen, she was probably only about 14, 15. She's a little bit older now, but she does Disney songs and she does ABBA.
Oh, does she?
So, yeah, she's gonna play.
So she's a real super trooper?
Yeah. I'm sure she's a dancing queen also.
Very good. Did you not have something quite spectacular? Did you not find something quite spectacular last week at Community Spirited?
We did. What did you find? It was when we were breaking down a large pack of nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Yeah. What the cluck. Yes, it was shaped like the Isle of Wight.
Just like the Isle of Wight.
And it was lovely. And, I mean, we didn't eat it. I think it got put back in the freezer.
Yeah,
for prosperity.
Okay.
But it was just lovely, and it was a talking point, and yes, it reached the news. So that was good.
Maybe we can auction off the Isle of Wight shaped chicken nugget.
Yeah, we could do, couldn't we?
Would you pay for an Isle of Wight shaped chicken nugget? I would. Would you pay?
I can hear people shouting now at the radio. Yes.
Give you 50p. But you never know. We could get a bit of money for that. You see, they could frame it, and I don't know.
Well, there was not another one like it in the pack.
There's not another one like it in the world.
True.
It's the only Isle of Wight shaped chicken nugget in the world.
It made me laugh because one of the people that had seen it, she said, oh, I can just see my flat there, just on the left.
But it's even got the little dip with cows, haven't it? With the Medina and fresh water, and it looks just like the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, it does. It's cool.
It's fabulous. Yeah. Right, so is there anything else you wanted to say about Community Spirited? How can people get involved if they want to try and help?
So what I would say is come in and see what the atmosphere's like and the kind of jobs that people would, would want to do. We have got a really good team of volunteers, but for us to move further with the work that we do, then we will need more people.
Right.
So that's if anyone wants to volunteer and to gain work experience.
Yeah.
We can do a lot. We've been really successful with that. Very much like the 4 P's, but on a smaller scale.
You had Molly last week, didn't you? Molly, yes. She did work experience.
She did for a couple of days, yeah. She'll be in her last year at school.
Well, I can speak for my... Well, I only speak for myself, but my experience of volunteering with Community Spirited is... It's the same as Vectis Radio. You guys have changed my life because where you've embraced me... and my disabilities, and you've come in and you let me do stuff and packing potatoes and coffee, and you're all just so lovely people. You're lucky. Really, really good people. It's just a lovely environment to be in. So anybody who's... I think if anybody's struggling with some issues, we've all got issues at the moment, haven't we? Everybody's got issues. But if anyone's struggling and they just need some community, they need someone to love them, you're the person for that, Jane, aren't you? Because you're...
Well, we just, we're all caring people. So, of course, we're going to embrace those that find life difficult.
Yeah.
And that's what we're all about. We've always been like that. And we're attracting lovely volunteers like yourself, Phil.
Thank you.
You know, and you've brought so much to us as well with your ideas. And that's what it's all about, trying to make something better. And that's, that's what the volunteers achieve when they're with us.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. I'm there on a Tuesday, and you do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yep.
Don't you?
We do.
And you do knit and natter, and you do games, and you have Wingo Bingo, and you do the Teddy Bears Picnic, 22nd of July, Saturday.
11 till 2.
Well done, 11 till 2. And what other, just finish up now, what other sort of fundraising, is there anything else in the pipeline that you wanted to discuss now? And then we're going to go into a bit of music after that.
So We produce a newsletter, so I would urge anyone that's within the East Cowes area, if they're interested, to pop in and get one. But we've got another event on the Friday the 18th of August, and that's a social wellbeing event.
Okay.
There's going to be lots of activities and people to talk to if you're struggling. Hopefully there's also going to be a lady that I met this morning, Dawn from Sovereign Housing, who will help us to, you know, get people back into work eventually, which I know some people do really need. And then, of course, from Vectors Radio Community Awards, I was so inspired that we've actually taken control and we're going to do an East Cowes Community Awards in December.
Celebrating all the work
November.
Celebrating all the work that people do in East Cowes.
Yeah, and it's been mind-blowing the amount of people that are working from home and what good stuff they're doing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. It's great. It's going to be great.
We need to really celebrate community, don't we, on it? Because we're separate from the mainland, so we need to look after each other and...
Community is essential, you know. I know it's difficult if you're isolated to actually make the first step, but I will meet anyone at their point of need, and if they want me to come in to Parkside with them, I would do that. Yeah. I would do whatever I can so that people aren't lost and lonely.
You're a very special lady, Jane.
Lady Jane.
Lady Jane. That's all I call you from now on. Lady Jane. Thank you for coming in. And on behalf of everybody on the Isle of Wight, thank you for what you do for the community, for getting behind this, giving up your life for other people. And it's just amazing. It's amazing what you do. And your positivity and your commitment to community rubs off on other people.
Good.
And you change lives. It's just incredible. It's just having that love for someone. Everybody needs a bit of love in their life.
They certainly do.
And even if you're having a bad day and you turn up and Jane goes, "How are you?" You know, it makes all the difference when you do things like that.
Yeah.
So thank you for everything that you do.
And thank you for supporting us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.